Welcome to the award-winning Beverage Chronicles, the show where beer, wine, spirits, and everything in between get the spotlight. You'll hear the stories, meet the people, and discover the pours behind your favorite drinks. Here's your host, Gary Monteroso.
Welcome to Beverage Chronicles, everyone. This is the show where every drink has a story. From craft beer and fine wine to spirits, coffee, and the latest beverage trends, we're bringing you the news, history, reviews, and conversations that keep the beverage world flowing. I'm your host, Gary Monteroso. Thanks for joining us. Let's raise a glass and get started. I do want to say that we're going to be hearing from Vince, our buddy Vince Douglas, coming on with some interesting words for us. And also, as I promised you last week, Leslie Jesperson is launching her new television project, and she's going to tell you all about that. So let's get started. You know, one of the biggest misconceptions about beer is that foam is a bad thing. We've all heard someone say, hey, I paid for a full beer, not half a glass of foam. But the truth is that creamy head on top of your pint is actually one of the best signs that you're drinking a well-made beer. Think of it this way. An espresso just isn't the same without that rich layer of crema on top. Beer is no different. Foam isn't just there to make the beer look pretty. It's an important part of the entire drinking experience. A good head tells you several things right away. It means the beer was brewed properly, carbonated correctly, poured into a clean glass, and served with care. In fact, brewers spend a lot of time making sure their beers produce stable, lasting foam. And that foam does more than you might think. It traps aroma so you can actually smell the hops and malt before you take a sip. It softens the carbonation, making the beer feel smoother and creamier on your palate. It even helps protect the beer from oxidation while you're drinking it, keeping those fresh flavors around longer. Now, not all foam is created equal. The best beer has what brewers often call wet foam. It's dense, creamy, and made up of tiny bubbles that almost feel like a silky pillow resting on top of the beer. It blends naturally into every sip. On the other hand, dry foam is made up of larger bubbles. It disappears quickly and can leave the beer tasting sharper or more bitter. That's usually the result of an aggressive pour, too much carbonation, or a draft system that isn't properly balanced. If you've ever traveled to the Czech Republic, you've probably noticed something interesting. Order a lager there, and it often arrives with a thick cap of foam that might make an American drinker do a double take. But the Czechs aren't trying to shortchange you. It's quite the opposite. In Czech beer culture, foam is considered part of the beer itself. Bartenders spend years learning how to pour the perfect pint using specialized side-pull faucets. They're not just filling a glass, they're creating the ideal balance of beer, carbonation, aroma, and texture. For them, pouring beer is a craft every bit as important as brewing it. Even the glass matters. A perfectly clean glass helps create beautiful, lasting foam. Tiny amounts of grease, leftover detergent, or even lipstick residue can cause the head to collapse almost instantly. That's why many breweries are almost obsessive about glass cleaning. So, the next time someone complains about getting too much foam, you can let them in on a little secret. That creamy head isn't stealing your beer. It's actually making your beer better. A great pint isn't just about what's in the glass. It's also about what's on top of it. So don't fear the foam. Appreciate it. Because when it comes to great beer, foam isn't the enemy. It's part of the experience.
There's nothing quite like enjoying a beer after a long Friday, especially when you have a pizza by your side. The crisp bitterness of the beer combined with the tangy tomato sauce, gooey melted mozzarella, and for the meat lovers, the spicy pepperoni. It's hard to find anyone who would disagree that pizza and beer are the ultimate duo. If you've ever been curious about why beer and pizza go so well together, science might have the answer. Both pizza and beer contain a key ingredient, yeast. This yeast is responsible for the natural carbonation in beer, which helps to cut through the heaviness and oiliness of the pizza, refreshing your palate in the process. Plus, the maltiness of the beer pairs beautifully with the warm, toasty flavor of the pizza crust. But that's just part of the picture. A study from 2023 revealed that beer can actually support a healthier gut and enhance your digestive health. This is due to the presence of enzymes, antioxidants, and prebiotics in beer that nourish the good bacteria in your gut. While the researchers pointed out the benefits of beer for digestion, they also stressed the importance of moderation, especially when enjoying it with pizza. They recommended opting for low or alcohol-free beers that provide the same carbonation without the negative effects. If you're not ready to give up alcohol completely, be sure to explore the best low-alcohol beer options for a sober, curious lifestyle.
Sipping on beer in moderation, no more than one drink a day for women and two for men, according to the National Library of Medicine, can actually enhance muscle function and aid in swallowing. It also helps with better glucose management and insulin sensitivity, boosts HDL, the good cholesterol, and improves blood flow. However, choosing the right beer to pair with your pizza is key to keeping your stomach content. For example, a tasty pepperoni pizza goes hand in hand with a strong hoppy IPA. The bright, fruity notes of an IPA perfectly counterbalance the acidity and spice of the tomato sauce, while also cutting down on the pizza's saltiness and greasiness. On the other hand, if you're indulging in an extra cheesy pizza like Quattro Formaggi, you'll want a beer with some bitterness to balance out that richness. And for those pineapple or bacon pizzas, lagers and brown ales are the way to go, as the saltiness of the bacon enhances the caramel and nutty flavors of the brown ale.
That was Vince Douglas. Thanks a lot for that report, Vince. I must mention that going back quite a few years, I really had a problem matching the proper beer with pizza. And I guess it was maybe 15 or so years ago. I was in New York City working at an event with Jim Cook, whom you may know as the founder of Boston Beer Company. That's Sam Adams Beers. Jim was going to be going on stage. Actually, we were both going to be working that event, as I mentioned. And we were sitting back in what's called the green room. I guess that's an area where the talent that's getting ready to perform remains, usually with some food and drink. And so I was talking to Jim. I said, Jim, what are your recommendations for matching a beer with pizza? I said, it's just not working for me. And the first question he asked was, well, Gary, said, what is the style of pizza that you eat? How do you normally eat your pizza? And I said, I'm very traditional. I said, just a regular tomato and cheese pizza, you know, tomato sauce, mozzarella cheese, perhaps some onion, oregano. Very basic. And he said, Gary, he says, try my Boston Lager. So when I got back home, whenever it was that I had the next pizza, let me try a lager. And in fact, I did try Jim's Boston Lager with it. And it worked. Now, I can't say, you know, you would recommend, as Vince mentioned, that style beer for every pizza. In fact, it probably wouldn't be effective. But in this case, it did. So thanks to Jim Cook, going back all those years, for his thoughts on it. And Vince Douglas, thank you for your report. And now here is our resident wine expert, Mr. John Mahoney.
Hey, this is John Mahoney from New Jersey Wine Radio for Beverage Chronicles, answering some questions that I've received about from people who are really interested in wine.
Is a $100 Cab or Merlot really five times better than a $20 one?
Absolutely not. That's a great question, and people ask it all the time. What you want to do is get a few friends together and buy a $100 bottle together and a $20 bottle, put them in brown paper bags, and so you don't know which is which, and sit around and discuss which one you like better. The $100 bottle may be a little darker, may have more fragrance, a little bit more fragrance, but certainly not two or three or five times richer or more complex than the lesser expensive wine.
John, I like Pinot Grigio and some Chardonnays. What other white wine should I try with summer meals or when out with my friends?
Another great question. There's Albarino and Chenin Blanc. Gewürztraminer is a spicy white that can go with so many different types of meals. Riesling, of course, Semillon, and Viognier will also go with so many different meals. White wines like Allegote, the Greek Arisitico, or Italian Fiano, you can drink all summer long. And as the weather gets hotter, I usually share bottles of Austrian Gruner Veltliner, Marsanne from southern France, Muscadet, Palomino, Pinot Blanc, of course, and Roussanne. There's Torrontes and Verdejo. A nice Italian summer white is Vermentino. Or a Spanish white that I drink all the time is Viura. Look for these different grapes and these different wines and expand your wine experience.
Thank you for sharing the wine information.
We have many, many more questions, and you're more than welcome with those questions. This is John Mahoney saying in Vino Veritas, and drink well for the rest of the summer.
RTDs are ready-to-drink cocktails, and you've seen them. You've probably even tried them. These are the canned cocktails already prepared for you, and they're immensely hot right now. I want to tell you about some new ones that have just been released, like over the last 3-4 weeks. Now, I do want to be candid and tell you that neither I nor anyone on our Beverage Chronicles team has any stake in these companies. We are not promoting them. We accept no money from them, certainly. We're just mentioning these products in case you want to be on the lookout for them. Now, one product is from Beverage Distillery. They have just launched a new 5% alcohol by volume vodka seltzer. And they are going to be available in 4 flavors. And I'll go over them with you. First is Lime Breck Vodka Seltzer. Next is Grapefruit Breck Vodka Seltzer. There is the Tropical Breck Vodka Seltzer. And finally, Peach Breck Vodka Seltzer. Now, this is a distillery that was founded in Colorado in 2008. They call themselves the world's highest distillery. A little pun there, I'm sure. And if you're interested in getting more information, go to BreckenridgeDistillery.com. And you can find out a little bit more about the company and also these particular drinks. And next is Happy Cow Vodka. They have launched a 12% ABV Cowgirl Coffee made with milk vodka. Now, this is a veteran-owned spirits brand, one of the first Western-branded vodkas on the market. And as I mentioned, it's brewed with Happy Cow Milk Vodka and Arabica Coffee. It is available in 2 varieties, the original, which is premium Happy Cow Milk Vodka, coffee and natural flavors, and with cream, and that contains a custom cream liqueur. This company was founded by Marine Corps Special Operations veteran James and his wife Maddie, based in Idaho, and their website is happycowvodka.com. Okay, and now let's go to someone we mentioned at the very beginning of the show, Leslie Jesperson, who appears with us. She's a regular. You can find her on our website at beveragechronicles.com. And as we mentioned last week and also earlier in the show, she has just launched a new video project that she wants to tell you about.
Leslie Jesperson, your everyday celebrity here on Beverage Chronicles. You know me here for conversations about branding, media, and the stories behind the products we choose. Now I'd love to invite you to join me on screen too. I'm the host of BFD TV, where every week I sit down with entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and really fascinating people for honest conversations about building a career, creating opportunities, and becoming known for the work that you do. We are going way beyond the highlight reel and getting into the stories that rarely make it to social media. If you love a good conversation and hearing what really happens behind the scenes of success, I think you will feel right at home. Just search BFD TV on YouTube or download the BFD TV app on Roku or Amazon Fire TV. Or you can find everything in one place at watchbfdtv.com. I'll see you there.
We're out of time. See you next week on Beverage Chronicles.